here on The Takeaway. Joining us now is our very own Femi Oke, where the headline is people walking past you on the way to the ball, and just the great sense of joy and spirit as you witness the millions who are literally gathering at this moment. Femi?
Hi there, John. I am in the crowd right now. I'm with Yolanda, who is star-spotting outside of St. John's Church, just on the corner of 16th Street. We can see the White House here. Yolanda, who have you seen so far? You're looking for the celebrities.
Yolanda!
Obama!
So they're standing on the other side of the street, John and Adora, and I could hear them from so far away that they hardly barely needed a microphone. But they're waiting for the President-elect Obama to come into the church service. They're watching many, many famous people go through the crowd as well. And they're actually ready for their Obama cries as well. Ladies, when you see the President-elect, what are we going to be? What are you going to be shouting?
Obama!
Femi.
Okay.
Femi, is there any other celebrity today than Obama?
No, I think he's the biggest one. I think the other ones are just sort of like by the by. But the ladies, every time a car with a dark window goes by, the ladies are watching. They've got their cameras out. They're excited. You'd think it would be a major, major celebrity. And of course, today, he is.
And John. Femi, it just sounds like there's a tremendous amount of camaraderie in this crowd.
There is, and the groups are all together. You can hear them taking pictures. We're actually right in the middle of a takeaway picture now. They're all waving at the camera and smiling. People will just stop. Let me just walk through the street and say good morning. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
What are you doing today?
I'm going to see the inauguration.
Really? You and many other millions of people. What are you expecting?
I'm expecting to be wall-to-wall with people and not sure if I'll be able to see anything, but I'll at least be able to see it on the Jumbotron.
Well, I'm going to let you get on the way to your Jumbotron. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
So
people just walking past the street. Talk to anybody.
Femi, you weren't satisfied with even our Jumbotrons up here to watch this inauguration. You insisted on going down there and witnessing it for yourself. As a bit of an outsider in this country, what do you think of the pageantry and the sense of camaraderie and diversity all around you?
The excitement is infectious. I think everybody today feels like they're a little part American, wherever they come from in the world. I was talking to some ladies from Malaysia, and they were running off with their blankets ready to head to the mall to see the president-elect being sworn in. So I think everybody feels like they're part of the pageantry, part of the party, and I don't feel like an outsider at all.
Ladies from Malaysia. I love that.
Mm-hmm. The scene is actually, you were asking me earlier how many people going by, and I said 439, but I think we're up to about 1,000 every couple of minutes now, John. It really is.
All right, Femi,
you
keep counting. It's only going to get more difficult as we get closer to the moment when the swearing-in happens, and closer to where that swearing-in is going to actually take place is our very own Todd Zwillick. And you're about, what, 30 yards from the swearing-in, Todd?
Let's make it 35 to be fair, John.
All right. How many credentials do you have to have around your neck to get that close?
Just one, but it's really, really good. And it's got a barcode.
Nice. Well, I'm glad you've been fully vetted. Maybe you could join the cabinet. What's the feeling at this point?
Well, pretty electric, I have to say. The venue here is filling up. There are lots and lots of Marine and Airmen and young sailors who are serving as ushers. They've been filing in file as military personnel do. They fanned out across the empty seats in the ticketed area, the 50,000 or so size ticketed area in front of the west front here. They fanned out and getting ready to seat people who are not in yet. The standing room crowd has just come in and ran to the front of the fence. Sort of like a stadium rock concert. It was almost like Metallica. They were let in, and they ran to the front as fast as they could. They've been waiting there, many of them, since 3 a.m., 2:30 in some cases.
And we're going to bring Marcus Mabry into this conversation. He's the international business editor, and he's been with us all hour. And I was just wondering, Marcus, when you look at the response of all of these people who have come, and this is certainly part of Barack Obama's promise, right, that there is this sense the problems are huge, but something can be done. And that's how people coming from all over the world said, I got to be there today.
Well, you know, I mean, just coming here, and we have to remember, people started coming here at 3 o'clock in the morning. Now, I used to live in Washington, and we have never seen crowds like this in Washington before. There is this sense of hope. And I think, you know, frankly, President Obama is going to need every scintilla of it he can muster and he can inspire, because no president, probably since FDR, has faced the mountain of challenges that this president is going to face, from everything from a global economic crisis to two wars the United States is involved in now, to everything in domestic issues, including our own health care problems. I mean, it is massive. Today, it feels like all that is possible. And I don't know how long the feeling will endure, but certainly in the streets of Washington today, one feels like anything is possible. And I think, again, I think that's the genius of this president. It's what has gotten him to this stage, not just in his political career, mm-hmm. but in his life, this ability to inspire hope.
And that certainly is part of his power. Marcus Mabry, thank you so much for joining us this hour. Marcus is the international business editor at the New York Times. And Todd Zwillick, 35 yards away from the podium, how we'll be checking in with you.
Great. I look forward to it.
Who knows? Maybe Barack Obama will give everyone there watching the swearing-in health care insurance if they need it. That would inspire hope.
They can only hope.
You can join us on our website. We're going to be covering the events in Washington all day today. At 11:30, we're going to be live blogging, Dora and I, at 11:30, all about the inauguration. And you can join the conversation. We want to hear what you're doing in your own locality. Don't allow Washington to steal the entire inaugural thunder. Tell us your story at 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake@thetakeaway.org. I'm John Hockenberry.
I'm Adora Udoji on this Inauguration Day, January 20th, 2009.